Lecture topic, importance of good company.
In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah Ta'ala mentions about the dog of the Ashab Al-Kahf. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ بِرَعِيهِ بِالْوَسِيلِ. So the dog is mentioned, that this dog also was at the mouth of the cave. And whatever the details then have been explained in the tafsirs. But the one point that Lama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, he makes on this, that this dog is an animal, and if the dog has to put its mouth in some water, that water will become najis. Puts its mouth into some container, then that container will be washed. So this is the aspect of the dog, that this is the kind of animal it is. But this dog accompanied the Ashab al-Kahf. So it got a mention in the Quran Sharif on a level of some acknowledgement, praise sort of. Not in a negative manner, in a positive mention it received in the Quran Sharif. See, Allama Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi, he draws the point from here that if this was the aspect of a dog, that by accompanying pious people, because these young people, they had distanced themselves from all the kufr and shirk that was taking place, and their lives were now in danger, but they accepted the risk and the danger, but they didn't give in to the wrongs that were taking place. But to protect themselves, they left the town, went to this cave, and the dog accompanied them. The dog also got this positive mention. So if an insan does this, that the insan joins the righteous company, joins pious people, then why will that insan not benefit and not get closer to Allah Ta'ala? So the lesson in this is the lesson of the company. So Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala, he says that Al-Jalisu Sadih Khairum Min Al-Wahda. Having righteous company is better than being alone. And being alone, that's a separate matter now, being alone is far better than having negative company. Because the company will make a person or break a person. Now, this comes repeatedly when we talk about company, that company, more than human company nowadays, is the device company. Person will be in the company of people sometimes for a few hours, but that few hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, he'll be in the company of some device, maybe 10 hours, meaning actively engaged on it. People sometimes talk to them. So what's the so-called screen time? So it's going to 7 hours, 8 hours, 9 hours screen time. By the time that 9 hours have passed, Allah knows best what has happened to the brain, what has happened to the mind, how it got rewired and reconnected to Allah knows best what not. And there have been some instances where people, the issues that have, the health issues that have come up, which have been attributed purely to the extent of screen time that they have been engaged in. That apart from the spiritual side of it, even medically, these are things that are coming up. It is being directly attributed to the excessive screen time. Now, the point for us is that we want to get closer to Allah Ta'ala, we want to be saved from all the issues, and the key factor in this is the company. And the company, both human company and nowadays the whole world's company, through the devices. So in times when we are a little bit more free, the holidays come, people just sort of make qaza of all the time that they were in madrasa, maybe the time they didn't have that opportunity. So now they try to probably make qaza of all that. But in that qaza, sometimes what comes along is, Allah knows best what not comes along. The benefit of the entire time in madrasa, learning Quran Sharif, learning Hadith Sharif, learning so many things, Allah forbid, it all gets washed away. So we have to be super careful. Person who he treasures his iman, treasures whatever the noor of the Quran and Hadith Sharif is, he treasures all the things Allah has blessed him the opportunity with, then he'll look after it also. And when a person treasures the wealth that he has, then he is very cautious about anything that the thieves are up to. So he's trying to be ahead of the thieves, of how they're trying to plan to steal his wealth. He's planning to protect it, and he's taking extra precautions. person who treasures the wealth that is in the heart, the wealth that comes through the nur of the Quran Sharif, the nur of the Sunnah, the nur of the Hadith Sharif, then he'll also protect himself. If he treasures it, then he'll take extra precaution. He'll stay far away from those things that are harmful. So we have to understand what the opportunities Allah gave us, and also be conscious about the thieves that are out there to try and rob us of this, the thief of nafs and shaitan, and other company that gives us ideas that are not in order. We need to be very careful about this. Allah Ta'ala give us that.